So we know the chemicals that are going on in the brain, we know the chemicals that are in the body. So the question is, and the approach that we have, is right now, we're talking to each other in the realm of the mind. 我们在头脑思想的这个空间，虽然，所以这个头脑思想的空间跟这个身体的空间是有它的 relationship. And so what we're looking at is we're really looking at what are the processes. If I talk about ego, superego, and it, all of this stuff is in the realm of the mind.And your mind is going to be very different from my worldview. It's, all of us are going to be very different. And so we can't really standardize on that. But my cells and your cells work on the same principles. There's a DNA, there's a nucleus, it needs oxygen and everything. These are, and not only that, these are things that we can measure.Right? And so the question is, can we take this mental activity and ground it in physiology?
So how can you maximize the positive outcome? I mean, I think... It,
well, so the natural thing, so if you look at the autonomic nervous system, so if I'm at rest, it's the parasympathetic. When I feel fear...You know, it's the sympathetic nervous system that kicks in. And it turns out, it's fear and all of these other things that kick in the sympathetic nervous system. Where I was getting at is, if I cut you, your body will naturally heal. All of my cells naturally want to live healthy. But the thing that prevents it from living healthy is the conditioned worldview that I have. It's almost like I'm addicted to chemicals.You know, a lot of times if you know, no offense or anything, oh shoot, these are mostly girls. But guys will know what I mean. If you have like if you're a guy and you have a girlfriend, she'll say, hey, give me this, and she'll, and then you give her that. And then she's just gonna say, oh, give me this now. You know, it's not really the story, it's the thing, it's the underlying emotion that drives it. And a lot of people want to create drama because it's a chemical addiction. It's like playing video games. Why do people play video games? You know, why do people get addicted to playing video games? Why do people get addicted to smoking? It's because when they smoke or when they do a drug, it goes through their physiology and the cells become dependent upon it. And when the cells don't have it, it's going to try to influence the mind to try to create more. That's the theory on that. And so right now I use that for drugs, but drama, excitement, all of these things are related. So for example, if I'm young and my mom and dad are always fighting, and so I somehow what happens is because they're fighting, I feel comfortable because I know that they're fighting and this is how I was born and I feel safe. And so what happens is I grow, if I don't see any fighting or anything,I'm not going to feel comfortable. And so I'm going to create a situation that creates fighting for me to feel comfortable. So it's a chemical, and so it's a psychological action, but we're looking at it as if it were a chemical addiction. Do you understand?
Yeah. So I wondered, how can we use your theory to help us sleep better? I know that there is something...
So part of this is really understanding, so like when I was doing the talk, I had the vector. So the question there, what are the forces that are motivating you to act in your mind? Because what you're going to find out is that all of the forces that are motivating you to act are going to be stories. And underneath the story, there's going to be a feeling or an emotion. And for most people, it's going to be fear, need, or desire. Right?You're getting a degree because you want to get a good, because so that's the force. It's a fear and it's a need that's driving that. Versus joy. So there's a difference between, from a 态度来讲, if you're teaching a dog to do something, if I'm teaching someone, oh no, you did it right, you did it wrong, you know, etc. There's one way. If I'm teaching a dog to do something, if he does it right or wrong, I'm going to punish him or reward him.Versus, have you ever just played with a dog? So when you play with a dog, there's nothing you really have to do. You're just kind of aware, you're present, but there's nothing that you have to do, but 你的态度你的状态完全不一样。所以你怎么可以用这个跟生活的这个态度用这个态度来对生活?Right? And so that's it. And so the question is, what are the stories? 现在有什么故事在影响你的? And then that's what's creating the stress and the energy, which allows you not to sleep.
Because,
you understand that?
Yeah, more understand than before. But because when I was young, all my teachers and family, they told me that.
And you believe it.
Yeah.
And so you become conditioned. 所以你的 worldview, 你的世界看法就被他们影响。所以就可是你自己里面有他的目可是你自己里面有他的目的的 You have your purpose.
So we should find.
And then really understand, but then also be mindful of 我为什么会有现在的情况。今天我为什么会现在在跟你谈话，这个也是一个我也不知道为什么的。明白吗？所以就是看对命的态度，也就是看，哎，怎么会这些？就是像你在开马路，就看到一些 signpost， 一些雕牌信号，就是哎，这个很奇怪，我一直这样子走吧，就是这样子的一个玩的态度。You understand?
Yes. Thank you very much.
我们 TEDx Hong Kong 是12月2号，还有三个礼拜。那3号跟4号，我们有这个 Humanity Plus， 就是一个会，就是很多外国人会过来。那10号跟11号是一个 Asia Consciousness Festival。我3年前开始办了一个这个意识节，就是了解这个思想跟身体的关系。第一次有这个一个很大的一个会 ，international 一个 conference， 叫的 Asia Consciousness Festival。这个也就这个 Asia 那个 Toward the Science of Consciousness， so the top neuroscientists, cognitive scientists, psychologists, philosophers, and spiritual teachers coming together to wonder, inquire into what is consciousness， 意识是什么？那它怎么会这样子起来？我们这个头脑的这个世界怎么会出现呢？而且这个全世界，这个所有这些东西是什么？明白吗？
我想问一下，就是你刚刚有说，就是比方说你外部的环境可能会对你的那个 mind 会造成一些影响，但是我怎么能，就是首先用我 mind 这个 positive mind 去 affect？
Well， 这个 it's very careful。很多人像那个。讲那个 secret 很多这些东西是这个 mind， 我是用我的 mind 影响这个 mind 这个态度的话就已经不对了。问题是我为什么不会，我为什么自然的不会 happy？ So at a very deep level， 最深的，我说哎，这个 you know， 哎，可能你这个学校这个工作爸爸妈妈我这个可能会死，这个So, but at the very source is this experience that right here and right now, it's good to be alive. Can you feel that? Yeah. So, and then if you can feel that, and then the question is if you work from that, what is it that takes you out of that? And that will usually point to some emotional attachment, to some idea or belief. 对不对？我们现在其实我们现在可能已经可 we could be dead, but right now we're alive.But if you can feel that, 所以爸爸妈妈骂你什么成绩单不好，对这个真的活的话，没什么意思。
就是你要用一种这种 contrast 来。
我就是了解，你为什么在这里 ？Who are you and why are you here？ 这个很深的这个了解的话 ，at a very deep level from the mind's perspective, why are you here? I'll tell you the answer.
啊，你这已经涉及到哲学问题了。
Yeah, yeah. So it's a very, the very deep, very deep level of this.
叫谁啊？叫谁那个
？The answer is,
写把时间当中没有那本书的那个。
Right? No, no. I don't know what this is.
他说每次我进那个大厦，
你死了以后会做
什么？
你是谁？
从哪里来？你想去哪
？So the question is, if I don't even know what this is, if I don't even know what this is, what makes me think I know what any of this is? Right? So if you can let go of And look at what within me is motivating action. What is within me is motivating action. Right? And then follow that. And then see how does that which is you interact with that which is not you. And so if I start thinking of and really understanding what I'm trying to do and then how reality is responding and then just following that through and then understanding how is it reprogramming me.And then how can I uncondition, how can I let go of all of the connections that were put on by, who was it, your parents and all of these other things, and then gradually just find your way. Because all roads lead to Rome. 每一个人的 path is the same.
But there are so many opportunities, you just have so many ways to...
Well, but then look at what is it that's motivating the action. So are you deciding from your mind, or are you deciding from a feeling?Yeah, 因为你的想法 it doesn't know the difference between conditioning and intuition. So intuition is coming through is, but do I like this because of this? Or do I like this because it's, you know, so the mind doesn't know. So what you do is as you engage life and you become aware, and the neat thing about this is to cultivate somatic awareness.So understand how your body feels. So a lot of times I might be arguing with someone, or I might get my body tight, etc. But it's like, why is this getting tight? So your body is all, your body, it turns out, your body knows. Your body is part of the natural intelligence that makes up this whole universe. So the question is, rather than trying to outsmart it, the idea is to listen to it.Okay, and then the more you can let go, again, be the white paper again, the more you can let go of the conditioning, the clearer it becomes.
Yeah, I get it.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Is it possible that controls are subconscious?
Well, the subconscious is just processes that are going on in that you're not conscious of.Right? And so the question is, it's still there. The issue with that is it's like when you were 2 years old, you were programmed, but you probably don't remember what happened when you were 2 years old. So the processes are still there, but the story is disconnected. And so when you act from the processes rather than from the story, you're acting from your subconscious or unconscious. But the idea really is to really sit.And you know, this is where meditation and these things are good, is just be silent. Can you be present? And the thing about this is I'll do it with you. You know, if you focus on me right now, you know, what did you have for lunch 4 days ago? Well, see the eyes, but can you stay present? And so the interesting thing with eye contact and everything is you can tell. I can tell, and this is what we're doing with our research, I can tell when you go into thought. I'll see your eyes move, or if you're not, or you could be present,and just being there. But if I ask you a question and you answer, your mind has to engage. So by engaging you in this way, I can tell by saying certain things and seeing how you respond, I can tell what your worldview is. Right? Yeah, a lot of that kind of stuff. But a lot of this, so we're really looking at the biology. What are the connections? And what is the relationship between this mental space that we're in and the physiology?And so the question is, why is it? And the only reason that you have for coming up with a different worldview of everything is conditioning. Is conditioning. Past experience, beliefs, etc., which will then distort your perception of reality and distort your connection to intuition.不只是这个，我们现在就是要了解怎么用媒体跟 biofeedback 让人了解他自己的想法。因为I can't program. You know, when advertising 广告就是 programming. You know, McDonald's, if you know how they make hamburgers and everything, you would never eat McDonald's hamburgers again. But if you look at the imaging, the programming, and all of this other stuff, they're programming you to buy what you want. All of advertising and all of media.Is about subtle forms of control. How do I get you to do something? Because the issue with it is that if I tell you you're fine and you're perfect as you are right now, there's no reason for you to buy something, right? The only reason that you're going to buy something is I make you feel like you're not good the way you are, and that if you have this thing, then you will be happy. And so traditional uses of media has been away from that.And so if you look at my last slide around meaningful media, we're really trying to look at how do we use media to help bring about the unconscious actions, the subconscious action, and help understand what is it within me and what are the beliefs that are motivating me to act. And then usually it's going to tie to, but if you know the difference qualitatively, if you know the feeling difference between fear, you know, need, and desire, and joy, you have the compass.That you need to guide you through. You know, where is, you know, if I feel anxiety, where is this coming from? right? And then we know from a developmental psychology, or from an evolutionary psychology perspective, that these emotions are physically to keep us physically safe. So if someone were threatening me physically, I should feel fear, right? But for most people, I think most of you, there's nothing really physically threatening you. So where's the fear coming from? Right? It's entirely psychological. It's all mentally induced because of stories. So if I held you and if I tied you up and I said go to the bathroom, you can't go because physically you're tied. But in the realm of the mind, what's tying you up? What's holding you? Nothing. There's nothing holding you. Right? But, you know, you've been conditioned, oh, I can't do that, or, oh, you know. And so it's really understanding that condition.
Yeah. 快了，快了，我们
read the book.